In Kenya, the government has dropped a long-standing ban on a group known as the Mau Mau. They were famous, or perhaps notorious, 50 years ago when Kenya was still a British colony. The Mau Mau called themselves freedom fighters. They tried to run the colonialists out of Africa with a campaign that included attacking and killing whites. British authorities called the Mau Mau terrorists and responded with repression. Professor E.S. Atieno Odhiambo teaches history at Rice University and is the author of Mau Mau and Nationhood, Arms, Authority, and Narration. Professor, who were the Mau Mau?
Mau Mau consisted of a group of young men between ages 20 and 30. They were involved in an anti-colonial revolt to recover Kikuyu land that had been stolen by the British from them at the time of colonial conquest in the early 1900s.
The Kikuyu were the native people in the area?
The Kikuyu were the native people in the area, and they further pressed their claim for the White Highlands, which had been reserved for the usage of Europeans only.
The Europeans had first of all, colonized the country and then said only Europeans can be in this part, and that's where the Mau Mau led their rebellion.
Exactly.
Did they promote attacking and killing the white colonialists?
They were involved primarily in attacking and killing white colonialists, but they were also involved in a civil war amongst them, because the conflict divided those who sided with the British and those who supported the rebellion.
Were the Mau Mau a tribal group, or was this a movement, a political movement that spread across many people and just was about what was going on in this geographical region?
The Mau Mau was basically a tribal movement. It drew its support from largely the Kikuyu and their cousins, the Meru and Embu. But it was grounded on legitimate grievances on the fact of the loss of land to the colonial occupants. And therefore, one could say that there was a lot of empathy with the Mau Mau movement, although the Mau Mau themselves excluded most of other tribes of Kenya from participating actively.
How big a role did the Mau Mau actually play in Kenya gaining its independence in 1963?
The Mau Mau were crucial in the gaining of Kenya's independence because they made the British government in London realize that they could no longer hold on to this colony as a white man's country.
How were the Mau Mau viewed within Kenya? That is, were they largely popular but people were afraid to say that they supported them, or were they seen as a group of radical troublemakers?
Mau Mau were feared by the vast majority of property owners in Kenya. The British propaganda penetrated into the various levels or layers of society so that they were viewed as people using extra legal means to achieve perhaps legitimate ends.
So what does it mean now that the government of Kenya has taken this step to say the Mau Mau are no longer considered a criminal organization?
The government of Kenya is trying to bring to a closure some of the unfinished agenda of the decolonization process that was in place until 1963. In many ways, the Mau Mau are no longer a threat to the present government of Kenya because they simply are too old at age 70 plus. Secondly, the first president of Kenya, Jomo Kenyatta, did settle the Mau Mau on the land that they wanted.
Professor E.S. Atieno Odhiambo, who teaches history at Rice University and is the author of Mau Mau and Nationhood, Arms, Authority, and Narration, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alex.